This is electrofishing, and my understanding is that there is a electronic charge pumped into the water, which basically makes the fish go for a little while. They float to the surface, and then society staff can selectively pick out the fish that they don't want to be in the torrens. And we know what that is.
Carp.
That is the carp.
Yep.
So, and apparently you've got 30 seconds. And so in this method, the shot goes down, the fish float to the surface, and then they just net all the carp and leave all the ones that they want to stay there behind. It's genius.
You're saying that. Jared from Flagstaff Hill says, didn't I see an episode of The Simpsons when Homer went fishing by doing that to a whole lake of fish?
So. And in fact, I just explained it to a group of veteran rowers who are about to get in, and they said, can you make sure that they do this when we're not in the water? and if you think there aren't carp in the water, there's a story from last year. In fact, I think we covered it last year. A young lad, he was in his teens,
yes.
He caught that about a 15-pound carp near the West End Brewery.
We were able to determine that there's something probably around maybe anywhere between 1,300 and 1,800 carp in the torrens over the last couple of years. That's just the lake itself.
Okay, all right. So then how does this work? Like a lot of people would think, rah, hang on, electric current into the fish, surely that's going to damage and hurt them. And if the name of the game is to keep the fish that you want happy and healthy and to stay back and be able to swim away, is that actually really possible?
Yeah, well, it's a sampling technique that's been used by scientists for years as a way of actually being able to do surveys of fish in water around the, you know, in the Murray and other water bodies. So it's quite a tried and true technique of fish sampling.
Okay. Now, Spence said that once this electric current is put through the water, they all come to the top and he said about 30 seconds you've got to scoop them out. Is it really that short a time?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit longer than that, and depending on the type of surge that goes in there. Mm. So that's a really good question for Sardi, for the actual fish scientists who are doing the work.
Okay. And what about our rowers and the paddle boaters and everything else?
Yeah.
Do they all need to be out of the water when this happens?
Yeah, look, there are certainly some safety guidelines. So Sardi can't do this work if there are people within sort of between, 10 and 50 metres of the work itself, and they're really careful about that.